Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we will be revisiting Sister Billy's classic series on the Book of Daniel. So get your Bible and your notebook as we study the living Word of God.
What is the sign of your coming and the end of the age? They also ask him, what is the sign of the destruction of the temple? So he speaks of both of them here, answers to the two questions. As to the destruction of the temple, as it was done in 70 AD by Titus the Roman, verse 23, it says, there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. Here we have the scattering. And Jerusalem, we're going to talk about Jerusalem tonight, folks. It's the center of the news. It's the center of the world's deliberations, and it's all forecast by God. He says, Jerusalem shall be downtrodden of the nations. It will be ruled of the nations until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And we see here a period, a definable period of time called the times of the Gentiles, and we can tell at the end of the times of the Gentiles that Jesus is going to set up his earthly kingdom. So he tells us, 29, verse 29, behold the fig tree, Israel, and all the trees of prophecy, particularly of the book of Daniel. When they now shoot forth, you see and know. Oh, it did something last night when the Lord showed me that this is part of the spirit of seeing and knowing. You see and know for your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. Now we know from Daniel chapter 2 and verse 35 that this summer, it's talking about the summer threshing floor. It's talking about the judgments of the nations who were involved in the times of the Gentiles. And all nations on this earth are going to know their judgments as to how they treat Israel. Now, I have some tapes back there on our tape place, wherever it is, called What in the World is the West Bank? King Hussein went over there today. I don't know if we're going to have time to touch on this. But what is the West Bank? You need to know. I have some tapes back there called Why Bush Lost the Elections. He lost the elections because the Bush administration put great pressure upon Israel to go to the peace tables first and to stop building on the West Bank, which is really Judea and Samaria second. And the administration that we have now, they kept only one person over from the Bush administration, and that was the Middle East advisor. So we're moving along in the same error. I think President Clinton thinks that he's blessing Israel just to keep peace in the area, but just keeping peace in the area is not blessing Israel. Blessing Israel is agreeing with the Bible. So we need to pray that we will have leaders who know the real truth about what to do with Israel. That's how our nation's going to know blessings, and that's the number one criteria. And so that's my prayer, that either God will reveal to the officials that we have in a dream in the nighttime or appear, or else he'll get some officials in who know how to deal with Israel. Of the four people running for president and vice president, one man knows. And I can't, like, I'm not telling you to vote for him or anything. We can't do that, but I'm just talking about Israel. Jack Kemp knows. He knows the real way you really bless Israel. I have friends who wrote environmental legislation in Israel for years, and he was visiting there all the time and in their home, and now that friend is the head of a Christian group that backs Israel. So men can be good. They can be fine. They can think they're blessing Israel, but you've got to do it the way the Bible says. The land is theirs. They're not supposed to give it away. The Bible tells us in Revelation, hold fast that which God has given you. We're supposed to hold our promised land in the Spirit. We're supposed to hold. You have to hang on to divine healing. You know that, don't you? You have to hang on to what God gives you, a promise of prosperity. And so they're supposed to hang on to what God has given them. And nations are blessed who try to help them do so. Nations are cursed who try to keep them from it. So without going into great detail on that, because our subject is the book of Daniel, it is a part of the book of Daniel. Now, we're going back to the times of the Gentiles, and the crux of the matter is Jerusalem. He said, Jerusalem shall be downtrodden of the Gentiles. Now, we're going to Daniel chapter 2. Remember, Jesus said, watch the times of the Gentiles, and particularly watch for the summer. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 31, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon saw, he was the first king during the times of the Gentiles, Babylon. Daniel 2:31, thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. That's this kingdom, this earthly kingdom that God's going to set up in Jerusalem. Now, Jesus said, you watch for summer so that you'll know when I'm about ready to set up that kingdom. And the summer is the threshing floor judgment of the nations. The whole Bible has to do with seed time and harvest. And harvest has to be judged. You take the wheat out, you toss it up. In those old times, the wind blew the chaff away. Then you've got the good wheat to be stored into the barn. You separate the tares from the wheat. You separate the goat from the sheep. And so there's a division. And he tells you that when you see judgment coming to nations, then you know, and especially to these, when you see the toes, those 10 toes come up on the earth, it's about time for that great rock, that great stone, Jesus is the stone, he is the rock, cut out without hands to hit that thing and bring it down like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. Now, we see that they all come down together. There seems to be a great last day's judgment of all this. We still have very prominently among us, in one of the beasts that Daniel saw, the body was the leopard, and that's Greece. And most of what we have today in our society came really from the Greeks. Democracy, drama, sports, games, humanism, all of that came back from those days. The Romans enforced it upon the earth, but those things, lots of things around in this world we see here today upon us. So I want you to know that there are still things from Babylon in society. Still things from materialism and wealth from Persia. It's all right to have money, but money can't have you. You know what I'm saying. The love of money is the root of all evil. The Bible makes it clear on that. And so all these things are still here, and they're in our systems. And whatever is not of the kingdom of God will be taken away. Now, I want to speak to you this morning about the head of gold. Look at verse 38, the last line. It says, you are the head of gold, you king of Babylon. The Bible is filled with prophecies about the judgment of Babylon. We're going to read some of these in just a minute. It says that nobody will ever live there. No Arab, no anybody will ever live there. There will not be a stone left for a corner in Babylon. I want you to know that that never happened in all of history. It has never, never happened. The great prophecies that God made as to the destruction of Babylon, and Babylon was the greatest city this earth has ever, ever seen. But the destructions and the prophecies that were given about it never came to pass. I'm looking for my pointer, but I'll use a pencil. I want you to put up that tablet thing. Now, this is a book. When God was showing me this years ago, I was shocked. Actually, it was during the Gulf War. And I thought that Babylon had known all these great judgments and all these great things happened in the past. And it was about time for the Gulf War, and Betty, that was the day that she said to me, today I'm not going with you, we were in Israel, out on the tour. The Lord wants me to go to this bookstore, a musty old bookstore in an old building, a Jewish bookstore. When she walked in, a little old rabbi walked over to her, an old rabbi, and he said, you're supposed to have these two books. And he gave her this one and another one. The other one's where I learned about the last days, what it means, the last days. And when I read in this one, I think this is the one I got the maps from that I've been showing you of the empires. But I think I got the whole thing for this page. When Cyrus, the Jews would say his name Koresh, David Koresh. See, that's why you got to be very careful about Bible prophecy, or you'll get yourself a page in there and you'll make a cult out of it. I'm sure he called himself God's anointed, you know, because God said Cyrus was his anointed, but he was, but it happened in history. You're going to have lots of problems if you try to put the church in the book of Daniel. You can look in there for the character of God. You can look in there for the signs of the times, but you cannot look in there for your prophetic future. You're going to have to look in Thessalonians. And you're going to have to look in the New Testament. You're going to have to look in the letters. That's a very, very important thing to remember, or you'll get mixed up. You have to rightly divide the word. The Jews, the nations, the church. The church was a hidden mystery in the Old Testament. It was revealed through the letters, primarily from the time of the Apostle Paul on. He got a revelation that it could be as much as 17 years' time coming to him, as we read the first part of Galatians, and is revealed unto us. And his first revelation to us about our place in the end times, and the first letter he wrote was the letters of Thessalonians, which tell us our place in the last days. That's how important it was to God. First letter written. Now, a brief outline of Persian history. You can even read it up here.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The classic study series by Dr. Billy Brim entitled Daniel is now available in an 11 CD series for a special radio offer of $55 plus shipping. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447, or you can write to us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I trust you can be with us in Branson for our annual prayer conference. Join us to work together with God in prayer. I sense one primary prayer objective is leadership for our nation and for Israel. I trust you can be in Branson October 24 through 29. For details, log on to our website, billybrim.org, or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Shalom, shalom.